it ain't me. That's speaking a different language I don't speak. That's like playing around fire with gasoline.
Boy, you gon'
if you're only talking but don't walk it, let me know. Cause I'll be more than happy to show you the door. Cause my time is valuable. If you're gon' love me, then love
me.
If you're gon' leave me, then
leave me.
Don't leave me hanging. Don't sell me no dream. If you're gon' love me, then
love me.
If you're gon' leave me, then
leave me.
Don't leave me hanging. Don't sell me no dreams.
If I give 100, don't give me half back. Cause I'm
about my needs. Like every woman, my feelings be running deep. I want all or it's nothing, best believe.
Show me how you feel, baby.
If you want me, then want me or let me go. You be talking, but I'ma need you to show. Cause my time is valuable. Oh, if you're gonna love me, then
WYBC, the rhythm of the city. Juan Castillo with you. That was Lettucey with her new jam, Sell Me No Dreams. And guess what? I've got her on the line right now. How you doing, Lettucey?
I'm great. I my song on the radio, hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, we're looking forward to, you know, to seeing you on Wednesday, March 13th for the Good Life Tour at the Schubert Theater here in New Haven. Looking forward to seeing you. Tell me about the title of the tour. Who came up with that one?
Well, Good Life is the name of the album, my new music that's coming out on March 1st. And the Good Life Tour is a reflection of that. And so I'm going to do new music as well as have some of the old, of course. I can't, got to do some of the old stuff too.
Absolutely.
And Raheem Devon and BJ the Chicago Kid is going to join me on some dates. So I'm really looking forward to singing for the people.
There you go. That's fantastic.
It'll be great.
Now, let's talk about some early years. Now, you were born in New Orleans, but you were raised in Oakland. You started singing at 8, right, with the New Orleans Symphony Orchestra. Tell us about those early days leading up to what you're doing now.
Oh, that's really early. Well, you know, raised in New Orleans, coming from New Orleans, I was, my mom was a singer, and so I would just watch her. She was my first, you know, like, superstar to me. Like, I wanted to be like her. I would watch her record and watch her perform to an audience, and all those things ignited inside me to want to do the same thing. And when we moved to the Bay Area, Oakland, California, I just started to develop even more of that, because in New Orleans, you're learning jazz, you're learning Zydeco music, all the blues, everything. But then coming to the over to the Bay Area, you learn a lot. I was studying classical music and you know, hanging out with the Hawkins. I met Daryl Coley. You know, I was like around the legends. Wow. And Tremaine. And it was like, really? All these great singers, you know? And so I started my own thing. And the first, when I got out of college, when I was in college, I didn't get out. I was in college. I started my own band and locally just started recording music. And that's the first independent album I had was Soul Singer. And that just word of mouth, people had heard about my performances and Rochelle Farrell played my music on the radio. She had heard about me. And then it just blew up word of mouth. We didn't have internet back then. It was all people just talking and blue postcards that I would pass out at the flea market. I mean, I was ground. We were doing it for real back then. And selling CDs out my car when CDs was a thing. We didn't have streaming. I mean, a lot has changed. You know, so to now it's like I'm finally created a lane of my own and, you know, built off a fan base, a real true fan base that loves me for me being myself. And I was about to quit this industry.
Really?
And wow. All of a sudden, yeah, in 2000, right before 2007, I was 2005, I was ready to quit. And then Rex Rideout, who I work with since 2007, he was like, don't quit. My mom was like, don't quit. It's going to be okay. Because they kept telling me I'm not pretty enough or good enough. But, you know, in my household, even though it was dysfunctional, my mom still encouraged us and told us how beautiful we are and we can make it and we can do anything we wanted. But the world says different things. So I just kept my mom there, her words to keep going, but I was ready. I was really tired. And Rex was like, don't quit. And I come out with my first major label release because I went and signed with a label, Verve Records, and they put out All Right. And then the radio, y'all, the people spoke for me.
They're all like, right,
we
man.
Get it.
All right. All right. All right, man.
It's
that's right.
Be all right. Yeah. So I'm still here doing my music. I'm now an independent artist on my own label again. I got my first Grammy after 14 Grammy nominations.
Congratulations.
On my own label.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This will be my 11th project.
Oh, wow.
And my fourth project on my own label. But my 11th project total that I've done. So I'm still here. I can't believe it. Longevity. And it's because of the people. So on this project, I just wanted to go back to the root and thank the people because they love ballads. They love smooth music. I wanted to just give them that good old fashioned R&B.
And, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, you played Mahalia Jackson on television, right? Was that a television movie or?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I mean,
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah. Because I mean, R&B, I mean, you know, just encompasses all of that, right? You know, gospel, jazz, you know, and just everything, right? You know, and of course, you know, now we're having like a resurgence of R&B, so to speak, you know. But, you know, you went through that period also what they were trying to call it neo-soul. You know, it was still R&B,
yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so now, you know, it's wonderful, you know, for artists like you, you know, who have stayed true to the game. That's for sure. And we appreciate that.
I'm doing my best. All I can do is my best. I love that we focus so heavily on genres instead of, you know, I wish we didn't focus so heavily on genres.
Yes.
And we focus more on the music. And R&B is in everything. Gospel is in everything. You know, as long as it's truth, that's what I'm looking for. I love all. I'm from New Orleans. I'm like a jambalaya. I love all kinds of music. You know, on my own label, I did Lettucey Sings Nina, where I sang in French. I sang opera. I studied classical for years. So I got to exercise that part of my art. We just need to enjoy artists as being artists and music as music. But I'm so happy for my start in R&B.
Yes.
Because it's just a great, great space. And we talk about the real stuff on R&B.
That's
so that's
right.
Why I love it so.
That's right. You know, the hard times, the blues, the good times, you know, the breakups, you know, all of that.
Listen, sir, preach.
That's what I'm talking about. And we also, first of all, I love the new song, Sell Me No Dreams, y'all. Hey, check this out. This is the joint, man. And of course, you know, you're coming here again Wednesday, March 13th, the Good Life Tour at the Schubert Theater. Get your tickets. But you know what? Because I got Lettucey on the line right now. If you can call me at 203-562-9430 and tell me the neighborhood of the day, you're going to see Lettucey at the Schubert Theater Wednesday, March 13th. So give me a call, 203-562-9430. Lettucey, thank you so much for calling in and looking so forward to seeing you at the show.
Thank you so much. And thanks for making space for me on the show. You did good work, sir. Good work.
Thank you so much. Take care. One Castillo with you. It is the Rhythm of the City, 94.3 WYBC.